Parshat Yitzro has one of the most well-known inyanim in it, and that's the Seres HaDibros. It's actually interesting. Somebody asked me this week on the bus. He says, I have an interesting question to ask you. He says, why are these 10 the Seres HaDibros? Out of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, why these 10? Well, some of them are clear. Some of them, Tirtach, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But Talmud Torah is not there. Avas Hashem is not there. Yiras Hashem, Her also. Why these 10 out of any? So the Rishonim already discussed how the 10 really are 613, and you can find all the mitzvahs. They all boil down to these 10. But I saw something interesting in the Sefer Ikrim. Sefer Ikrim in Chelek Shlishi Perek Chavav, where he discusses why Bemis these 10 are the 10. And he says that the first five are the inyanim of Bein Adam LaMakim, the Rebbeinu Shalom being Makabal, the Rebbeinu Shalom's Malchus. And the next five are for Bein Adam LaChaver, which is how the Ramban sets it up as well, and that's why they ask, why is Kabbalah Sevicha V'Simecha on the right side with the Bein Adam LaMakim, and not on the left side with the Bein Adam LaChaver? So he says that Mashlam Oda Verdeme, he says, imagine a king went and he made a Medina, he built an entire country, and then he went and he got and he found slaves, and he freed them, and he brings them to their Medina, and he gives them whatever they need, and he sets them up. Then he comes there and he says, I'm the king who took you out of bondage, and I'm the one that made this country, I'm the one that built this Medina, this country, and you should be Mekabel my Malchus. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's something the Rebbeinu is coming to tell us, I took you, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Sheyitzeichem Eretz Yisrael. Actually, the Rishonim already asked, why does it say, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says Asher Yitzichem Eretz Yisrael, doesn't say Asher Baruch Ha'olam. They say that the Kuzari, the Yehuda Levi, says that the Rebbeinu Shalom was able to tell them something that they saw, something which they were able to see b'chush. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Yitzichem Eretz Yisrael. They say, I'm the one that created the world. Go ahead and prove it. How do we know? We weren't there when the world was created. Asher Yitzichem Eretz Yisrael. You saw it. You were there. It wasn't so long ago. That's the first chelek. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Then lo yeh lecha elohim acherim al panai. Don't be miyaches the inyan of the hayitzayis avadim beis avadim to anybody else. Don't think I'm telling you it's me that did it. Be makal my malchus. Make sure that you don't say that anybody else did it. Likewise, don't accept anybody else as your king, which is the third. Which is the third Dibra. The fourth Dibra is Shabbos. It says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, after he creates the world, so he makes a day that you should remember when he created the world. You should every day, every week, remember, I'm the one that created this Medina. Don't forget it. You're only here because I created. You're only here because the world was created by me and you were created by me. And then he says, this is the reason why Kavanas Avicha V'Simecha is on the right side, is together with the other ones, is because all these svaras are very nice for the avodah that were taken out of Mitzrayim. But for the next generation, who knows what they're going to say. They're going to say, we built the Medina. We don't know anything to anybody. On that, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, heed what your parents tell you. As the Ramban says, that's the whole, our whole Mesirah is based on the fact that we believed what our parents tell us what are. And therefore, we're not going to come to rebel against the Rebbeinu Shalom. We realize that it's the Rebbeinu Shalom. We listen to our parents, listen to the elders, and they tell us that it all started from the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's the one that took us out, and he's the one that we deserve. It's to his credit that we have everything that we have. So that's really being bainer the whole marechet of Bein Adam LaMakim. Be maimin the Rebbeinu Shalom as the Melech HaOlam. We're meshubit to him because he created us. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and never to forget it, to believe what your parents said, not to be kafir in that which happened, and every week to have it in mind. Then he goes to the other side and he says, Le sirtach, le signoiv, le sinaf, le sane berecha et shoker, le sachmer. So he says, this is really all Bein Adam LaChaveri. How is that? The first thing is, don't be mazikim, don't kill him. Don't hurt your friend, and the biggest way to hurt him is through tzicho. But it's really anyway. Don't hurt your friend. The next thing is that don't hurt your friend, even if it's not him specifically. Don't hurt him in a way that's going to hurt, that's going to be mafred between him. He says the way that he says it, he says something in between a person's kinyanim and a person's guf. Not exactly his guf, but it's not really his kinyan. Ishtik guf, it's something in between. Then there's Lisignoi, which is his kinyanim. Don't be mazikim with his kinyanim. Lisanabriacha means don't even be mazikim with your dibur. And he says Lisachmin means don't even be mazikim b'machshava. That means it's mamish, it's totally, it's all in Yani Benon Lachaveri. All of Yani Benon Lachaveri here, don't be mazik him, or his wife, or his rechush, not be dibur, not be maisa, not be machshava, whatever it is, don't be mazik in any which way. That's really what Rabbi Kiva said, he really is Matzayinus at the end, he says, Vaftorecha Kamoicho, Zeklav Adobatero. Rashi says, in Shabbos, what does it mean, what does it say, Zeklav Adobatero? He says, Vaftorecha Kamoicho, who's Reacho? Reecha is either Reecha, your friend, or Reecha v'Reecha v'Icha, Al-Tazvi says, the Pasuk says. Reecha is referring to Rebbeinu Shalom. So, after Reecha Kameicha means, be Oyev Reecha, either Rebbeinu Shalom or your friend, Kameicha says, if you have that, then you have all the Ben Olam Mokin, and you have all the Ben Olam Chaverin. That's really Maimid, he's Maimid the Aseres Adibris, like that. It's an interesting way of looking at it. Like, Sachmaid is not to be Mazik, your friend, with Machshava, that it's kiwa the hezek. It happens to be lahalach lamaisa we paskin that leisachman is dafk if you take it away. If you dafk, even if you give money, you take something from your friend. But not to be mazikim, even in your machshava. And it's interesting. The Mesil Sesharim says in his Akhtama, Teri Reviyah Dei Zahirus. So there's a different mahadura of the Mesil Sesharim that was written as a vikuach between a chacham and a chassid. And there he speaks it out. He doesn't sound in the regular Zahir Sharm, but he says, what's the pshat in Torah Mevila De Zahiris? He says, only through the Torah would you be able to understand what real Zahiris is. What real vigilance is. What does it mean, mamish, to be Zohar from an Avira? Why? He says, because it says, what's the Pasuk learned from? V'nishmarta mikol davaro. Shlayihara adam b'yayim v'yavad de tumah balayla. Mikan omer v'pinchas b'nyor, Torah Mevila De Zahiris, Zahiris v'de. What do we see in this Pasuk? What was seen in this Pasuk? So he says, doesn't such a sham, what we've seen in this pasuk is something that without the Torah, we would not be able to understand that something is wrong. Al Yahara Adam Bayyim Vyavli Tumba Vilala. First of all, the Hir Bayyim, what's wrong? What did you do? You didn't do anything. It's just the Hir. And Vyavli Tumba Vilala, also what did you do? You didn't hurt anybody, you didn't take anything from anybody. What did he do wrong? Only the Torah, it's only through the Torah. If we're able to darish him, Nishmarat Kol Davarash, the Yahara Adam Bayyim Vyavli Tumba Vilala, it's only the Torah is able to present to us such a something that we wouldn't see as an Isser, to tell us that it's something that you have to be Nizer, something that a person has to be Nizer from, even if it's Machshava. That means that a person's Machshava, it's the Eivra Achinechbad Betzem. That's why we say here, Hiru Avir or Kashin Me'avir. Because the person's Machshava, a person is the difference that separates a human being from an animal, is the fact that he has a Seichel and Dibur. But Memela, when a person is Chas v'shalom nichshol in avira, it's the nefesh ha-bahamis, it's the behem, it's the guf ha-bahamis that was nichshol. But when a person is nichshol in hiruy avira, that's based on something which is much greater. That's something which is at a much higher level. That's something which separates him from the behemo. That's why it's an extra chumrah. And that's really the inyan of working on the machshava. A person's machshava, that's the inyan of shivavim b'chlal. Like we mentioned, for those that were here, we mentioned that Davni Nezer in his Akdama, he says before he mentions the Indian of having Gishmak learning, he says that the Indian of Shevavim is the reason why Chazal, the reason why the Zohar HaKadosh says that Pagam Brit has no tshuva is because the Pagam wasn't in the Machshava. The Pagam is in the Pagam is not in the leaf. Tshuva is when there's a Pagam in the leaf, tshuva could be Misak in the leaf. Mashenki, when the Pagam is higher than that, it's in the Machshava, so you need a Tikkun which is going to be in the Machshava, it's in the Seichel, which is higher than the leaf. What's the Tikkun for that? The Tikkun for that is Machshava b'limud HaTorah. That's what he says, Machshava is in Yonei Torah and in Yonei Avodah. That's really the Inyan of Shevivim is working on the Inyan of Machshava, and that's really the last Dibur of Machshava. But the Shaila of all Shailas is, like the Rishonim already asked, how does one do that? How could the Torah be Mazir, could be Mitzaveh, that to have certain machshavas or not to have certain machshavas? L'chura, a person sees something, then he wants it. what do you want the person to do? As they frak the Ibn Ezra, the Chinuch, the Rishonim asked the question. So it's interesting, the Chinuch, he discusses it in Yisrael, it says Loisachmoid. But in Vetchanan, it says Loisachave. So the truth is, he counts it as two different mitzvahs. There's Loisachmoid, which means actually taking something from somebody else, even if you pay it, but it's only if you take it. And Loisachave is even when it's just having the taiva. He says, Kosav Rambam she'ain shnei alavin she'in leisachmed shebeseder v'yishma yisrael v'leisachave shebeseder zeh loving kfulim binyan echad. They're not the exact same thing. Avalim shnei inyanim she'lav she'leisachmed yine'en milikachas b'shum tzad bein b'dom v'bein shleim b'dom asher konez ulaseinu. Leisachmed is only when you take something from somebody else, even if you pay them for it. That's leisachmed. V'lav zed leis, that's the only yime'en chafit limkori seidover. V'lav zed leisachave yine'enu afilu ataiva boyim b'seich libeinu. He says, means even to have the taiva. Because at the end of the day, it's going to cause him, since you have such a taiva, it's going to convince him to sell it to you. But that, just loisachmoy, which is actually taking loisachmoy, means to have a taiva. In fact, to Rishonim, how do you have this inyan of, how could the Torah be mitzaveh, the inyan of having certain machshavas or not, having certain taivas? L'chori, you feel the taiva, you feel it. So, the Ibn Ezra, well-known Ibn Ezra says, he gives a mashal. And he says, Anoshim rabim yismahu al zeis ha-mitzvah, by le-sachmoyed. He says, many people are matmi on this mitzvah. He says, Eichi ya'odim shle yachmoyed dov ha-yofa b'libay kol mashu nechman ha-mar ha-inov. How could it be that a person is not going to be choymed, something which looks amazing? He says that a peasant who sees the princess, he passes by the palace and he gets a peek of the princess, he's not going to be misave to marry the princess. Why? Because he knows it's out of his realm. There's no chance in a million years that she's going to marry him. Memela, it doesn't even come into his thought process. It's similar to, like, he doesn't think when he sees a bird, oh, I wish that it had wings. Wouldn't it be gishmak if it had wings? It would be gishmak and there's no traffic and, like, mamash, it would be the way the crow flies, as they say. You'd be able to go wherever you go. You're there in 5 minutes. But you know that it's not a possibility. So it doesn't even come into, it never crosses your mind even. He says that's the ending of Leisachmoyed. When a person realizes, Kocha kol maskil tar sheyeda ki isha yofa oy momoin leimtze'en o'odam avur chochmos v'idaitei. Rak kesher cholak le'yashem. A person has to realize it's not because of his brains, not because of his brawn, it's not because of his business acumen that he has what he has. It's because this is what the Rebbein Shlom gave him. This is what the Rebbein Shlom gave him, that means he gave it to him and he's supposed to have it. And you're not supposed to have it, because if you didn't get it, you're not supposed to have it. And Memela, the same way that he realizes that it's not shaykh. To me, what the other person has is like wings. There's no way for me to get it. It's not like I could pay off, or I could pay a certain amount of money if I would have gone to, learned in college for 10, 15 years and would have been able to understand how really business works. I would be able to, no shaykh. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with what the Rebbein Shlom gave each person. Person realizes that every person, it's interesting to know, we've mentioned this in the past, people very often notice the good things that other people have, but they don't notice everything else that comes along with the package, right? Yaakov Glinsky says, what are we missing in the V'chol HaShe'el Riechol? That we had to V'chol HaShe'el Riechol. Says Yaakov Glinsky, he says that if you want to be choymed, your friend, or his car, or his house, or V'chulu, says that's only if it's with V'chol HaShe'el Riechol. It's a package deal. Is to take everything that comes along with it. A person would realize you're right, in Echrami, maybe he does have things that you don't have. But he also has things that you don't want. And you don't want them, not for a million years. And he has the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the possessions, or gave him the intellect, or gave him whatever it is that he needed, because he has the other things. Every person involved would say, from Yeruchim, that every person has a midah that he's showing me. Every person has a midah that he's really needs tikkun. And generally they match up. Through one midah you're able to rectify the other mina. So every person has milas 100%, but you also have a chesaronis, a parallel chesaron that comes along with it. It's the same way with possessions, the same way with all things that a person has. He has things that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him as tremendous tervis, and things that he has to deal with. There are things that are all a chelik of it. Besides for the fact that rave of the time, when it looks like everything is going so well, it's very often a facade. A couple, and they got married, and looking at somebody else, and the husband learns with the Reish Kirtel, and the wife is going on vacations to Schweiz, and how come my husband, Kirshi, and Bechlau wants to go on vacation. Only afterwards they found out that the reason why the husband learns with the Reish Kirtel is because if the father-in-law is paying somebody that the husband should be able to learn, because if not, he's not going to show up if he doesn't learn with the Reish Kirtel. The reason why they have to go on the trips to Schweiz is because there's a nervous breakdown that's about to happen, and if they don't go, we only just see the rosy things by the cousin. We don't know everything that goes on behind the scenes. Very often it's not the kol asher l'reyecha is behind it. That's the first yisoid. The second yisoid, though, is extremely important for all of Yiddishkeit, and that's the chinuch yisoid. That's also extremely important, but it's a yisoid that maybe people are not so oimid on. And he asks the question as follows. He says, how could it be that you're not going to be mitzaveh what somebody else has? His house is full of who knows what. His mamash has a mansion with everything that he could possibly want, and his house is the other guy's, Chaim Yankel, the friend's house is empty. How could it be that the Torah is telling you to refrain from something which is not shaykh for you to do? Says the chinuch. Only fools say such a thing. The person has the yicholus to refrain from having certain machshavas and taivas. Says that a person's heart is in his hand. You could think about certain things. You could force yourself to think about certain things, or force yourself not to think about certain things, and force yourself to want certain things. And for himself not to think about certain things. That other things that he has. That's the Indian of a person's mashava. That's really all of Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is all telling a person's mashava. A person turns on a light on Shabbos. It's either it was a misafik because he had no mashava whatsoever, or it's chayv mitzvah with skila because he took at 100% mashava to do a b'mezid. Right? It's all telling a mashava, but that's not. And a person decides what type of mashav he wants to have. Masasik is without any mashav bechlal. But Sheish mitzvah is tmidiyos is mitzvah that a person should think about, could think about at any given time, like the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. He says that these ein keitz lamatan scharim, any time that a person thinks about these mitzvahs, a bunch of them are in this week's parasha. These are mitzvahs that are mitzvahs tmidiyos. He says ein keitz lamatan scharim. A person has the ability to think about certain things, not think about certain things. There's a mitzvah to think about these things. And mitzvah not to be maila yira alavavai, that's one of the sheish mitzvahs midis when it comes to a matzav and nisayin for an avera v'chulu. A person has the echolus, they say about Reb Chaim, I think the Brisker Rav said that the Chavetz Chaim had a Shulchan Aruch before every dibur that left his mouth. He had a whole Shulchan Aruch to make sure that the dibur was a kosher dibur. He says that his father, the Tata, Reb Chaim Brisker, he had a whole Shulchan Aruch for every machshava that came into his mind. Before, what do you mean? He didn't have machshava, it's like catch 22. The answer is, to a certain extent, the person has the yicholus, that's the koyach of Reb Chaim. Every human being has the yicholus to channel his machshavas to certain places, to refrain from thinking about things, to specifically think about things. Specifically, the avodah of shrevivim is to use the machshava for what the machshava is meant to be used for. And befrat, the sheish mitzvah tmidiyos, I would suggest that that's any time a person's online, a person's waiting by a light, a person's just to think about it for a second. Ein keitz lamatan scharim. It's also margal a person with your machshava. You're margal to not just let your machshava fly. Take once a day, whatever it is, no chiv. Anytime that you remember to do it. Think about Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, that I'm alive, that I'm healthy. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for whatever you give me. Thank you, Yiras Shemayim, anytime that it comes to Matzav Nisayim. These are all mitzvahs to say Doraiso, She'in Keitz Matzav Scharon, and by making a point and an emphasis of thinking about it, you're training your machshava to be able to be used in the proper way.